Okay, it's Chafei Iyar, 30th of May. On page Kuf Yud Gimel. The last full paragraph on the page, on the bottom. Kasher l'sraka is it, I'll say this again, is it hard to focus? Dimyonos machshavos mafriyim. It means like imaginations and thoughts disturb. Simen hu ki terem hishlachnu is kol ha'asaka mineged. That's an indication that we have not yet thrown all of the undertake, all of our business from before us. Mineged means from what's opposite you, what's in front of you. V'gam lo kasharnu osam im ha'tfila. And we also haven't tied them to tefillah. So that's what he was saying yesterday. There's two things. One is clearing away all of the things that take up our minds. The other is recognizing that those things need tefillah. So we haven't let them go, and we haven't tied them to tefillah. They're almost antithetical things, but we don't have the correct mindset of our pursuits and their relationship with tefillah if they're disturbing us. Below Ode, and not only that, Elotelem terem ra'inu kol tzarech lakach. We have not yet seen a need for this. If I'm not able to concentrate in davening, it's an indication that I don't really understand the need to focus in davening, to release the pressure of my pursuits and to recognize how those pursuits need tefillah. Nekot klola biyadcha, take this rule in your hand. Hamafriya ha'ikari betfila hi gaiva. The most central impediment to tefillah is haughtiness. So as I said yesterday, that's a surprising statement. People would think, oh, we're distracted, we're busy. Well, let's see. He'll have to explain to us. But the real impediment to focus is haughtiness. Me'achore ha'asokim ha'masikim eskol ha'machshava. Behind all of the, let's say, preoccupation, the busyness, the thoughts, that take up the thoughts, Omeid ha'adam ha'machshavas atzmo ve'afso od, stands man, who, to be machshav means to give chashivas, to ascribe chashivas, so who makes himself important, ve'afso od, which is a terse way of saying everything else is zero. Ephes is zero. Od, everything else. So Niva Afsiod means there's me and everything else is nothing. Asak of Lorak Matridim also, his business doesn't just preoccupy him, disturb him. El Ha'adam Roes Atzmo B'Merkas Ha'olam. He sees himself in the center of the world. V'asak of Iker Kiyum Ha'olam. And what he's busy with is the main sustenance of the world. How could I not be thinking about these things? I'm saving the world. I'm running the world. Baal nachshav ki gaiva hina mida ra'a ba'alma. Lest we think that arrogance, haughtiness, self-centeredness is just a general bad mida. Stam adam baal gaiva. V'chol od she'ena omer al hatos sheba gaiva v'ala emes sheba hisbatlus. Hare kol machshavosu v'chol gishaso al kol pu'ul v'inyan hareka shalahem gaivahu. Lest you think that's just a negative mida, he says, a regular person is a baal gaiva, and so long as he hasn't, again, it's hard to translate the term to be omed on something, but he uses it frequently. To be omed on a taos means to grasp a mistake. To be omed on something is a term that means to focus on it and get it correct. So until he's been omed on it, on the mistake that comes with gaiva, and on the truth that comes with self-negation, again, not in a negative way, but recognizing that the proper perspective of myself and the universe and Hashem's world is not one of puffing myself up. So all of his thoughts and his whole approach to every pursuit and matter, the background of them is gaiva. Utfila v'gaiva tarti desasrihen. Davening and haughtiness are two antithetical things. They're diametrically opposed. Kol atzma shel tefila hachnohi. The whole essence of tefila is submission. I'd like to mention that the Sefer Kabbalah talk about makom kavua in tefila. The Gemara says that a person who has a makom kavua for tefila, so when he's nifta, they say, "Hey, onav, what a humble person." You don't tend to think of makom kavua as humility. I get up, I come to davening, I go to my spot. Why has that humility? The Sefer Kabbalah said that it doesn't just mean his physical spot is the same. In other things in life, we grow, we progress. You move on to the next level, including in spirituality. A person learns Torah, he knows more than he did yesterday, than he did last year. The idea of a makom kavua and tefillah is that you come back to the exact same space. I'm a two-year-old baby. We approach Hashem the same way. They say that's the real idea of makom kavua. I'm not moving anywhere. I'm the same vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the same tiny person. So there's an underlying concept here. The whole idea of tefillah is humility. And with submission, with achna, what's received is a different perspective and a different approach, an entirely different approach to life and all matters of man. But it's necessary to dedicate time to this. And in a manner of speaking, to forget all things aside from tefillah. And it should be as if there's only one avoda that's cast upon us. And as when he's engaged in tefillah, it should be like nothing else exists. Because the avoda of tefillah is supposed to be an all-encompassing mindset. So he quotes the Chazal, "Vayi sheyispal adam kol hayom." We don't end up paskening that way, but as Rabbi Yochanan, it's an opinion that's quoted in the Gemara that halavai a person would daven all day, even if we can't actually live that way, but it expresses a feeling. Cook in his Sefer on Tefillah, Ein Ayah, and some of the introductory paragraphs, he says the neshama is davening all day. Physically, a person can only do one thing at a time and he has to do other things, but the neshama is davening all day. Gisha Zos, and he says that, therefore, when you daven, it's like your physical self is connecting with your neshama. Gisha Zos, Dereshes Menuchas Nefesh B'Shas Tefillah. This approach demands a tranquility of the soul at the time of tefillah. Atzbani hazeh. Atzbani means somebody who's nervous. That's the right word. It's nervous, but
agitated.
Agitated is good, yeah. The person's agitated. Asher kol milos tefillaso rodfos achas es hashniyah. That all the words of his tefillah, so one is rodef the next, he's rattling it off. Sheinu yochel is bonin b'baruch yan sha'ata lochetz le'omer. He can't focus on baruch because ata is pressuring to be said. Ata is agitating to be said, so he can't say baruch. People, the whole life is like that. Every moment can't be experienced because the next moment is weighing on him. Hatfilah tishar mimenu v'hala. Tefillah will remain from him and beyond. That's a borrowed expression from we read as the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, where the arrows are beyond you, is a metaphor for what you're pursuing is too far away. Person who's embarrassed, he's a Baishan, he's afraid to daven a long tefillah, maybe his friends will laugh at him. Tefillah tishar mimenu v'hala, so tefillah will remain far away from him. I was mentioned the tour in the first siman of his Shulchan Aruch. Of all the Chazals he could quotes Be'az kanamer lasus shana v'yichus shabashimah, be brazen like a leopard to do the service of Hashem. even though generally a person is supposed to be ma'uriv and ma'briyas, you're supposed to be in line and aligned with the mindset of people around you, but when it comes to doing the right thing, if you feel like you have to go against the grain, a person has to have that sense, and there can be circumstances where doing the right thing or serving Hashem is a little uncomfortable socially. It's not necessarily to go long in davening, but he shouldn't be rushing faster than it should be because he's afraid of being left. He's using that as an example. It doesn't mean that tefillah has to be very long to be proper, but it shouldn't be rushed artificially. The Yisod HaShorash Avodah is a classic Musa sefer. It says not to say more than three words at a time. Doma ki azocha shetia menuchas nefesh shvucha labes tefilaso im ki atfili yipasuk lefonav. It appears that one who is zocha to have menuchas and nefesh poured upon him, he has this aura of tranquility when he davens, the depth of tefillah will open before him. I'll tell you next time. It's a show.